All right, at this time, we turn to our committee reports. I'd like to ask Trustee Cepeda to report on the recent meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee, and as a member of the committee, I can say there was a lot to report.
So. It was a long one. We spent a lot of money, or we're about to spend a lot of money. Thank you. The Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on March 2nd at 3 p.m. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Edwards, King, as well as Trustee McKeever. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting held on November 4th, 2019, and the committee reviewed and recommended items 21 through 27 from today's board agenda, which included authorizing the application of excess funds in the Health Services Facility System Revenue Fund, delegation of authority to the controller to sell or lease surplus real estate, four capital and real estate items, purchase and renewal recommendations, and revising the University of Illinois System Investment Policy Statement. During the review of the items, the committee received design presentations for the Outpatient Surgery Center in Chicago, baseball and softball training centers in Urbana, the Computer Design and Research Learning Center in Chicago, and the master plan update for Springfield. Also during the review of items, the committee held a robust discussion regarding security subcontracting in Chicago, and several items were requested for follow-up. Brent Rasmus then provided a summary of the fiscal year 2019 financial audit. Then finally, the committee received the summary of the internal audit activity through the second quarter ended December 31, 2019 from Ms. Julie Zumaitis. There was no old business or new business. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for May 11th at 3 p.m., and you're all welcome to join.
Thank you, Ray. At this time, I'd like to ask Trustee King to present the report on the recent committee of the meeting of the University Healthcare System Committee. Trustee King.
Thank you, Chairman Edwards. The University Healthcare System Committee, was that loud? Committee met yesterday at 12:30 p.m. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, McMillan, Panic, Smart. Trustee Jacobson joined as a guest. The meeting began with an executive session. Once the open session resumed, Dr. Barish provided introductory remarks and shared the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences has moved up in the NIH rankings to number 5. And they are ahead of Harvard and Stanford. Did I say that loud enough?
Wow.
Right,
repeat that a few times.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So they are ahead of Harvard and Stanford. Okay. Thank you. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on January 15th, 2020. The committee then reviewed and recommended agenda items 21 and 22, which involved approving actions for outpatient surgery center, as well as authorizing the application of excess funds in Health Services Facilities Systems Revenue Fund. Mr. Michael Zinn began the CEO report with an overview of the financial activity and performance of the hospital and clinics and noted their strengthening balance sheet as well as their increase in accounts receivable. He provided an update on the 3i project and shared steps that the leadership team is taking to improve external rankings. He concluded his report with a brief discussion of the Champions program at the U of I Health System that provides volunteer employment opportunities for high school students in the area of healthcare. There was no old business discussed. Under new business, Dr. Barish shared an update on the system task force that is addressing the COVID-19 virus and providing guidance for the university's response. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for May 20th at 12:30 p.m. in Springfield, Illinois.
Thanks, Stuart.
Yes, sir.
At this time, I'd like to ask Trustee Ed McMillan, the Vice Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, to report upon the recent meeting of the committee. Trustee Estrada is absent today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, filling in for Trustee Estrada as he's dealing with some family issues, and it's keeping him in our thoughts and prayers. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday. Attending the meeting were Trustees Dale, Smart, and Panic. Also, Trustee Holmes attended by phone, and also Trustee Jacobson attended as a guest. I guess that's a guest. Glad to have you anyway. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on January 15th. The committee then reviewed items 2, 3, and 4 on today's agenda and forward those items to the full board for consideration today. Chancellor Emeritus commented on the item recommending the appointment of Dr. Anthony T.J. Augustine as the Vice Chancellor for Innovation at Chicago, and said that he had served in that role on an interim basis since 2018. Dr. Emeritus and also President Colleen remarked on the excellent performance in the role, and Dr. Emeritus provided additional information about the areas of responsibility for that position. Chancellor Jones commented on the item recommending the extension of the contract of Mr. Brad Underwood, who is varsity coach for men's basketball at Urbana, and explained that the current competitive environment necessitates the extension and the terms of the contract. Chancellor Jones stated that the terms of the proposed contract extension are balanced, and they provide both balance and protection for the university, as well as a competitive compensation for Mr. Underwood. Trustee Smart and I both expressed support for the structure of the agreement that was put together. The committee then heard a legislative update from Jennifer Carisi, Senior Director of State Relations, and Melissa Haas, the State Director of Federal Relations. Ms. Carisi described the state's support for the university system reflected in the Governor's State of the Union address and in funding for Illinois Innovation Network and Discovery Partners Institute. She said the governor has also proposed increases in funding for financial aid and for higher education. She reported on the 2020 legislative agenda and the Prosper Illinois, which provides tax incentives to companies that locate in close proximity to the university and create partnerships with those universities. She also reviewed areas of regulatory reform that would help the university and referred to upcoming advocacy programs. Ms. Haas told the committee about a letter describing the negative impact of immigration policies, which was sent by 28 universities, including the University of Illinois, and she said that that initiative was very effective. She referred to the fiscal year 2021 budgets that propose a reduction or elimination of some research programs that are vital to the university and its research efforts. She also reported on the external engagement at the federal level. In addition, Donna McNeely, Executive Director of University Ethics and Compliance, gave a 2019 annual report. She described the roles of the Ethics and Compliance Office and presented statistics that showed the volume and type of work conducted in the calendar year in 2019. She provided information about the requirements of ethics training and sexual misconduct prevention training, and described the role of the office related to compliance and handling reports for perceived wrongdoing. The presentation was followed by some discussion regarding the length of the training and the methods and measures of retention on the content. There was no old or new business. The next meeting of the committee will be scheduled for May 20, 2020 at 2 p.m. In Springfield. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ed. Next, I'd like to ask Trustee Jill Smart to give a report of the recent Academic and Student Affairs Committee meeting. Trustee Smart.
Thank you. So the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday as well. Joining me were Trustees Dale, Jacobson, McMillan, and Panic, and Trustee Edwards joined as a guest. We approved the minutes from the meeting, which was on January 15th, and we then reviewed items 5 through 17, which included the standard appointments item, sabbatical leaves of absence, the awarding of honorary degrees in Urbana, appointing faculty fellows to the Institute of Humanities in Chicago, and several academic items for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield. As part of the review of the student health insurance item, Executive Vice President Barb Wilson provided a presentation. The committee held a discussion following the presentation regarding the differences in costs between the universities, as well as the vehicles for feedback and input from students regarding health insurance costs. And she assured us that the voice of the students have been heard in the conversations, which is very important. The meeting concluded with a really interesting presentation on American framing from Dr. Rebecca Rugg, Dean of the School of Architecture, Design, and the Arts, and also from that same school, Mr. Paul Preisner. There was no old business, and there was no new business. Oh, no, sorry, there was some new business from Trustee Jacobson, who had asked if international students would be allowed to stay in the dorms if the university moves classes to be held online, and we know that the answer to that is yes. And then the meeting concluded, and our next meeting is also scheduled for May 20th in Springfield.
Thank you, Jill.